Parades from Japan to Brazil and most points in between. And this year, for the first time, Antarctica. The greening of the Rothera Research Station is underway for St. Patrick's Day. It's being led by scientists Gráinne Keogh, a marine biologist, and Sean McLaughlin, an ocean scientist. And they both join me from the bottom of the world. And Gráinne, Sean, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning. How are things?
Gráinne, you're the driving force, I gather, behind this idea. So how and when did you decide it was a good idea to give St. Patrick an outing in Antarctica?
Well, we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, I suppose, and we said it would be nice to bring a touch of home to Rothera for St. Patrick's Day, really.
And you got roped in, did you, Sean?
I did indeed. My partner in crime coerced me into it.
And how do you put together a Patrick's parade? Now, I know you've got some plans that you want to keep under wraps at the moment because the entire station is listening to Morning Ireland there this morning and they'll hear you. But can you give us some clue, Gráinne, as to what might be unveiled on Monday?
Well, we have a couple of different vehicles involved, I think. There's kind of different departments on station that are taking part and everyone's keeping their floats under wraps at the minute. So it will be a big surprise, but the one we're involved in will be fairly themed to do with our jobs, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Sean, tell us a bit about Rothera, the research station, what it looks like there and around there and what happens.
Yes, yeah, so Rothera Research Station is currently under expansion. So we have our new Discovery Building, which is one of the new main features of station. So it's a very busy station at the moment with construction ongoing. But in general, we have all variety of people working here, from cooks, carpenters, to scientists and air traffic control. The station has a runway and a wharf that allow us to have ship visits and plane visits throughout the year. But our flying season has just ended. So we are now pretty much alone apart from ship visits.
Mm. Have you roped in colleagues as well for a game of Gaelic?
I have, yeah. So I would have played a good bit of Gaelic football at home. So I thought this would be another great way to celebrate all things Irish. So we've been watching games live on GAA Go, and everyone has very much enjoyed watching the Gaelic football and the hurling, so we've organised a quick game too.
Well, listen, Gráinne and Sean, a happy St. Patrick's Day in advance, and we look forward to seeing the pictures from Antarctica and from the Rothera station. Thank you very much indeed.